Delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
All right, it is Capital Day. If you didn't know, each year the Brain Injury Association of Michigan brings the brain injury community together, if you will, with lawmakers. Capital Day designed to inform and educate Michigan legislators and you, the listeners here of the Steve Gruber Show, about current issues affecting individuals and organizations who have an interest in brain injury, talking about new rehabilitation treatments, technologies, the money that's involved, because Michigan has a unique system. We'll talk with John Prosser here about that. He really is a guy who's intimately acquainted with the conversation. He's the Vice President of Health Partners. He'll join me here in a moment on the program as we celebrate Capital Day here with the Brain Injury Association of Michigan to talk about the options we currently have, options that some folks, if they had it their way, we wouldn't have. So, I mean, and that's key. We've been paying into this system since 1976. I've paid my entire adult driving life. Fortunately, I haven't not needed to use any of the benefits available. But if I did, I would feel that it's an insurance policy that I've in part helped to fund. So we'll talk about that going ahead here. But first, I wanted to read something for you from Molly Hemingway. Molly Hemingway from The Federalist. And I set it aside here. Here it is. And the reason I have this, we were talking about the Washington Post. And the Washington Post, to be honest with you, the Washington Post in the last handful of days has published headlines that, quite frankly, aren't believable. The reason being they're not believable because they're false. It's not fake news. It's false news. It's fiction. It's made up from whole cloth. It's like, well, if we wanted to write a news story, let's just weave a tale about this and the president's doing that, and it would be really exciting. It's like it's being written by, you know, cloak and dagger novelists in Washington. On May 10th, for example, the Washington Post's Phil Rucker, Ashley Parker, Sari Horowitz, and Robert Costa claimed that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein threatened to resign after the narrative emerging from the White House after the decision to fire James Comey, and that the president acted only on his recommendation, said the person close to the White House who spoke on the condition of remaining anonymous, so on and so forth. But the person close to the White House who made the claim without being actually identified, contradicted by none other than Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who said that's just frankly not true. I didn't threaten to quit. I'm not quitting. I'm doing nothing of the sort. False headline number one. Last week, when James Comey was still the FBI director, there was a story that he had requested more resources from the Justice Department for his bureau's investigation into alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. This ongoing alleged investigation into collusion that everybody admits, James Comey admitted, James Clapper admits, the former DNI, and of course, Comey from the FBI. They have found no evidence, none, zero, of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians on any level. No tinkering with the election. No effect on the election. Have Russians tinkered in American elections? Certainly. My entire life. Now, that story was based on anonymous sources, naturally, and noted the news was first reported by the New York Times. You see, that's how they get these two pass it back and forth. Well, the New York Times is reporting, so we're going with. And the New York Times says, well, the Washington Post is reporting, and so therefore we're going with. Now, if true, it would have supported a narrative that Trump had fired Comey not due to his general incompetence and his ego and the fact that he really liked being in front of cameras a lot, and he liked being in the spotlight a lot, but because he was trying to thwart the legitimate and fruitful investigation, which is neither fruitful and legitimate. Well, at some point it becomes illegitimate. There's no criminal activity found yet. Anonymous sources once again had something different to say from people whose comments were tied to their names, all of whom denied the report. The Justice Department spokeswoman immediately responded to that claim and said it was false. Her quote that was included in the stories, Justice Department spokeswoman Sarah Isger Flores, who has been a regular guest on this program, by the way, said reports that Comey had requested more funding or other resources for the Russia investigation are totally false. Such a request, she said, simply didn't happen. The next day, Andrew McCabe, the FBI acting director, repeatedly denied that the probe into Russia was underscored or requiring any additional funds. He almost laughed about it in front of Congress. He said this, if you are referring to the Russia investigation, I believe we have the adequate resources to do it. And I know that we have resources for that investigation. He said, and by the way, he went on to say, if we needed more funding, we come to you, Congress, because he made that comment while testifying in front of Congress. We don't just go, hey, Mr. President, we need a couple of checks to fund our investigation. It doesn't work that way. Funding comes from Congress, the FBI, fully funded. They don't need extra, you know, money to fund any individual investigation, because a lot of investigations take up a lot of resources and time and manpower, if you will. Previous Washington Post stories, sourced to anonymous, quote, officials, have also fallen apart. Those include Josh Rogan's January 26 report claiming the State Department's entire senior management team had just resigned as part of the ongoing mass exodus of senior Foreign Service officers who don't want to stick around for the Trump era, when in fact we now know, as we always have, that's procedure. That's procedure. That's how it works. When a new administration comes in, the old guard leaves. It's nothing new and exciting. In fact, it's fairly mundane, but not for the Washington Post. They sexied it right up to make it sound like they were fleeing Donald Trump because the age of Donald Trump, the great orange boogeyman, was coming to town, and my God, they couldn't function in that situation. Rogan also had the false story. The false story that Steve Bannon had personally confronted Department of Homeland Security General John Kelly to pressure him not to weaken an immigration bill. But then General Kelly said it was a fantasy story. So the question then has, and then of course you have everything this week with your national security advisor, General McMaster. You tie all of these things together. It was a fantasy story, said General Kelly. McMaster says the stories coming out this week just are not true, that Donald Trump somehow shared highly classified information with the Russians. False story. This is not fake news. This is fictional news made up and put into the context of a narrative, a continuing narrative. So if you turn on CNN and you see Wolf Blitzer, and I don't know how you could possibly stand to watch him, because he's always like, thank you very much, I'm Wolf Blitzer. Wolf, stop yelling at me. You know, I like to hear the news, but stop yelling at me, for the love of Pete. Anyhow, the Washington Post, the CNN, all these folks are in the tank for this deal. When we come back, we're going to talk to John Prosser here from Health Partners and talk about Capital Day here. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.